any podcasts in the next week because I'm going away probably for like maybe 6 days. So I'll see how I go. I think I'll probably take my laptop with me, but I'll definitely take my iPhone. So I don't know if there's a way I can upload these iPhone recordings straight into WordPress. If anyone knows that, please let me know. And I guess I'm probably talking to Archer or Steve in the UK, who are into those technical things. Big Fatty wouldn't have a clue because he does not use the computers and is hopeless.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm going away.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 508 of the BFO for Thursday, the 14th of January 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has been out on the town in the DCs. I have seen all sorts of monumental things, and Big Fatty has got a little memory lane music today. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Hunt Day was quite the day for Big Fatty. After I walked Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, by the way, she did not want to do a gaze. It was not because Big Fatty, dear gussie, this snowflake microphone. But she just did not want to do a gaze. She sat here very nice, and y'all, I think she was bored out of her gourd. You know, I think I would be if someone said, oh, please come up to my boudoir and watch me record a podcast, and they would be going, okay, and while you're doing that, I'm going to do some creative digging in my nasal canal. Oh, Brent Friday, that's vile. But I walked her back down to the metro station, and then came back to the room, and I was worn out. I watched the end of that American Idols, and they had that what's her name? Is that one of those Spice women? I don't know, but I think she's married to the hot soccer player. But y'all, Simon doesn't like her. Y'all, speaking of Simon, I'll tell you more about all that when I tell you about where I went today. But I got up on Tuesday and I kind of piddled around. You know, I like to take my time in the morning. And oh dear, I say, and y'all, we get a complimentary copy of the Washington Post, or excuse me, the Washington Post newspaper delivered to the dough. So all I have to do is cover my naughty bits and open the dough and grab the paper. And God forbid if the people across the hall open their dough at the same time, there's liable to be lots of loud vomiting sounds. So I had my coffee and read the paper. I completed my ablutions, and then I was off to the metro. And y'all, that is the subway system and the bus system here in the Washington DCs. And so I went down to where the Smithsonian is, y'all. And y'all, I didn't really, I mean, I kind of knew parts of it were on the mall at here in Washington, but y'all, I had no idea most of it was on the mall. But y'all, there are all kinds of museums. I didn't go to all of them by any means, but I started off by going to what they call the Smithsonian Castle, and that's where the Information Center is. And so I went there, and I asked the lady, I said, where can I see the ruby slippers? And she says, oh, yes, Big Fatty, you would want to go to the American History Museum and go to the pop culture exhibit. And I said, please show me where that is. And y'all, it was right across the mall. So as I was walking across the mall, I took a picture of this thing that looks like a giant penis. And evidently, it is a scale model. It is a scale model of George Washington's penis. And y'all, it sticks way up in the air, and it has a big red flashing light in the top of it. And I'm guessing that that indicates throbbing. Either that or so that an airplane doesn't hit it. And then at the other end is the Capitol building, where Big Fatty will be going later today. Y'all, I've received word from Stevie B. God, y'all, I haven't yawned a single time until I started this fucking recording. But anyway, I'm meeting him at the near the Capitol, and then we are going to have a little snack for lunch, and then he and I are going to go meet his friend. Oh, Five Guys double cheeseburger with sauteed onions, pickles, and light jalapenos. Delicious. We're going to have lunch, and then we're going to go meet his friend, and I'm having the special tour. I don't know if it's a three-hour tour or not. Perhaps the skipper will be on it, or Mrs. Thurston Howell III will be on it if it is a three-hour tour. But y'all, I went to the American History Museum, and y'all, did you know, I'm going to give you a little quiz. The price to enter any, and this is all of them, y'all, any of the different museums for the Smithsonian is, this is the adult price, is $19.95, $9.95, or zero. And y'all, why don't I just give you just a second to think about that? Yes, please give us a second. We'll need a pencil too. Y'all, I couldn't believe it, but I went in, and y'all, all of the museums of the Smithsonian are absolutely free. I could not believe it. I really could not believe it. I had no clue. I would have expected to pay probably, buy different passes or something like that, depending on how many you were going to go in or whatever. But, y'all, I couldn't believe it. It was absolutely free. Now, the different museums that they have are the American History Museum, the National History Museum, and there's some of these that I don't really know what are in them. The Arts and Industries Museum, which is closed for renovation right now, just to let you know that. The Hirshhorn Museum, no fucking clue what that is. The American Indian Museum, the Air and Space Museum, and then there's some others also that the African Art Museum and the Sackler Gallery. And the Reynolds American Art Museum and Potret Gallery and the Renwick Gallery. Y'all, I don't know what any of those are, but what most of those are. But y'all, I really may go down to the Capitol early today on Thursday and go through the Air and Space Museum, because y'all, the price is right. But y'all, I went to the American History Museum because I wanted to go see the pop culture stuff. And y'all, quite frankly, I was terribly disappointed. They had just a few little things in it. They had Dorothy's ruby slippers, and they had some different boxing gloves from different fighters and from the Rocky movie. And then they had some of Phyllis Diller's outfits, and Minnie Pearl's hat, and Archie Bunker and Edith Bunker's chair, and there were a mask from what do you call that, the Lion King, and a couple of other things. But y'all, very very few things. They had a Dumbo ride elephant there from Disneyland, but very few things. But they did have a special exhibit that showed the Julia Child's kitchen. And that was very interesting. And y'all, the transportation area, it was like going through the world of transportation at the Disney World, except it was free, y'all. It was absolutely free. It was well, and what they had in these different places was very well done. And y'all, they had the original flag that flew over Fort McKinley. Was it Fort McKinley? I think it was, when Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. And y'all, that was very, very neat to see that. And they had a different display about the presidents and about the first ladies. And they had a special exhibit about the holidays in American history. And they had a little write-up about that Isabella Coleman, who always does the most beautiful. It's always the Isabella Coleman award in the Tournament of Roses Parade. And y'all, this woman, she evidently built these floats. I mean, she knew how, she evidently knew welding and stuff like that. I had no idea. I didn't, had no fucking idea who Isabella Coleman was. Yes! Now you know! And, but, I did that, and y'all, then I went to the Newseum, which Larry Cloud went to when he was here. And, y'all, it was very interesting, too. And I went there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, y'all, I guess I got there so late that, my ticket's good for Thursday also. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, they had a complimentary coat check, which was very nice. Very, very nice. And they had all kinds of different things. Some of the things weren't quite open yet. I was very excited when I saw that one of the exhibits was called Manhunt. And then I realized it was about chasing Lincoln's killer. And y'all, it's only open through February. And y'all, one of the things that they have is all the different front pages from the major newspapers from around the world. Y'all, there wasn't one at all from Australia. I couldn't believe it. However, the New Zealand major newspaper in New Zealand, right there on the very front page, was an article about Simon Cowell quitting American Idol. You know, it's big news over there in the New Zealand's. Arthur, I'm sure, is pleased to know that, number one, that he's got all the info on Simon quitting, and number two, he's very pleased to know that there were no newspapers representing Australia at all, like that little Aussie battler at the beginning of today's show. So y'all, that just kind of puts it all into perspective. You know, if you're going to be ugly with Big Fatty as the center of the universe, you know, I do have a little pull, and you know what? Gone. Australia, gone. No, we will not display one of their newspapers. No. And, y'all, it was very interesting, and they had lots of different exhibits and all this kind of stuff, and lots of different things in there, and including parts of the Berlin Wall and the Twin Towers radio tower antenna and stuff, and just all kinds of interesting stuff. They had Tim Russert's office, and y'all, they've got different studios that they broadcast different things from there too, which I had no idea. However, that is not free. No, it is not free, Big Fatty. No. But y'all, you know what is free? That's right, a little Memory Lane music. Now, y'all, I'm bringing Memory Lane music back because I thought, well, Big Fatty, weren't there a lot of television programs that was set in the Washington, D.C.? And I went into the wiki, and y'all, there were. And so I said, well, Big Fatty, maybe you should do some Memory Lane music of some of those shows. So y'all, all of the, and I'm going to try to do Memory Lane music while I'm here. So today, that's your clue. It's set in the Washington, D.C.'s. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, do you recognize the theme from JAG? JAG was an acronym for the Judge Advocate General, and it was an American adventure legal drama television show produced by Belisarius Productions. It had one season, its first season only, and that was not the music from the first season, by the way. The first season was on NBC, and it was kind of initially conceived as a Top Gun meets A Few Good Men kind of thing, and it aired first on NBC from September 23rd, 1995, but was later canceled on May 22nd, 1996, after finishing 77th in the ratings. But then it moved over to CBS. They picked it up as a mid-season replacement and began it on January 3rd, 1997. And it was very successful, and it ran for 9 additional seasons up until April 29th, 2005. That's a total of 10 seasons, y'all. And y'all, it starred that David James Elliott. Y'all, he was hot. And that Catherine Bell, she was the Marine Corps major that was, or she started off as a major, and then she was promoted to lieutenant colonel. And y'all, then they had, there was the little fat guy that was on there that was the. I am Big Freddy. I am the fat one. Oh, poor Big Freddy. And there were different people that played admirals and all that kind of. So it was, it had different kinds of things on it and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, it was a good show. And so there you have it. And that it was set up here in the Washington, D.C. So, Big Freddy, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We had no idea of how wonderful it would be when you brought the memory lane music back. Yes, well, it has been wonderful. And, y'all, I'm really looking forward to later today seeing Stevie B one more time. Y'all, I spoke to several folks who live here in the Washington, D.C. area, to include, well, I didn't speak to all of them. I left messages on some of their mechanicals, their voice mechanicals, and the baby jar was one of them. And y'all, he said he was going to, he sent me a little texty-twitty thing, and he said he was going to call me once he got off work. So y'all, he must be working a very long day, because not heard a word. Oh dear Gussie, haven't heard a word from him. Y'all, where's the time gone? Big Freddy, we're wondering the same thing, and we were beginning to think that you had not put the countdown clock at the end of the show. No, I have it right here. Now y'all, starting tomorrow, Miss Kathy Bacon will not want to be in the horror hotel, because the horror will start checking in tomorrow, I can assure you. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, speaking of that, do you hear that? That is the baby jar calling right now. Is that not just amazing? So I'm not going to be able to answer that right now. So anyway, I'll just have to call him back in just a minute. So y'all, it's just like the worlds are beginning to collide. And how would you describe it, Scotty?
Going away.
How dare you? Well, I'm taking your newspaper away.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.